Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Autumn 2020. Approximate recording time, 1 hour. In this issue, Bharat keeps brain active by learning new skills. The team at our Skills and Development Centre in Peterborough has worked with Bharat Patel to help him complete several courses in English, Maths and ICT. Bharat credits this learning with helping to keep his brain active as he turns 61. Hear more in Section 17. Changes to our repair contractor in Section 3. Day in the life of a customer engagement officer in Section 11. Our improved employment and skills offer in Section 18. And Prince William visited Peterborough to discuss the work to tackle homelessness in the city in Section 13. Contents in this issue. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section, including Fire Safety and Changes to Repairs Contractor in Sections 2 and 3. Domestic Abuse Work continues in Sections 6 and 7. Clean and Green Inspectors and Doe is a Lifesaver in Sections 8 and 9. Day in the Life in Section 11. Homelessness Work in the Royal Spotlight in Section 13. Accessible Homes Handover in Section 15. Enhanced Employment and Skills Offer in Section 18. And You Said, We Did and Writer's Corner in Sections 19 to 21. 1. Our Voice. Hello and welcome to the autumn edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. I hope you're staying safe and well as the coronavirus pandemic continues. As ever, our colleagues continue to be on hand to offer support, advice and guidance to any customers who could benefit from some help, so please don't hesitate to contact us. I'd like to thank the Longhurst Group editorial panel for helping to put together this issue. Their feedback and suggestions help us to continue to improve the magazine and ensure it's an interesting read. In this edition, we'll bring you news of changes to our repairs service, as well as important fire safety information to help keep you safe at home. Our work to help tackle domestic abuse continues, and we've got two stories about what we're doing to forge strong links on the front line in our communities. One of our colleagues has been labelled a lifesaver after performing CPR on a customer for 13 minutes before the paramedics arrived. This story is in Section 9. Our popular Day in the Life feature returns. In this edition, we spend time with Customer Engagement Officer Becky Budge, who shows us how she handles the feedback we receive from you via our text messaging feedback service. You can hear this in Section 11. We also bring you news of two new accessible homes at one of our developments in Peterborough in Section 15. As a result of the knock-on effects of the coronavirus pandemic, we know that, unfortunately, many people are finding themselves out of work or needing to retrain. So, we've included lots of information about the support that's available to you. In Sections 17 and 18, we speak with our Employment and Skills Support Team about how they've refreshed their online presence. And we also speak to a customer, Bharat, about how he's benefited from their support. Finally, in Section 20, we answer your questions and show you what we've done in response to your feedback. Thanks again for reading, and I hope you enjoy the magazine. If you have any suggestions for the winter edition, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. Stay in touch. Website, longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. facebook.com/longhurstgrouphome. Twitter, @longhurstgroup. Instagram, @longhurstgroup. And email, communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 2. Simple Steps to Reduce Fire Risk in Your Home. At Longhurst Group, we take fire safety in all of our properties, schemes and communal areas very seriously. We've got policies and procedures in place to mitigate fire risks, but there are always additional things we can all do to lower risk. In this article, we look at simple things that can be done to keep us all safe. What can I do? What should I be doing to make sure my family is safe? Test all your smoke alarms once a month and report any faults to our contractors. Discuss the evacuation plan with members of your family so everyone is clear what to do. Close doors at night. Unplug any electrical items not in use. Take care with candles and never place tea light candles on televisions. Ensure they are extinguished at night or when leaving the property. Don't leave your washing machine, dishwasher, or tumble dryer on a cycle and go out. There are an increasing number of fires being caused by these appliances. Keep your escape routes clear. Keep keys accessible in the event of an emergency. And don't overload electrical sockets. And remember, one socket equals one plug. What to do if there is a fire? If a fire starts in your property where there isn't a communal area, warn others in your property and help them to leave the building. Close doors behind you to restrict the spread of fire and smoke. Gather your family a safe distance away from the property and dial 999. And don't re-enter until you are told it is safe to do so by the Fire and Rescue Service. If you are in a communal area, if you discover a fire and your block or scheme has a fire alarm system with break glass call points, activate one to sound the alarm if it is safe to do so. On hearing the fire or smoke alarm, you should evacuate immediately using the nearest safe exit and go to the assembly point. When a safe distance away, use a mobile phone and dial 999 to request the fire service. Don't attempt to fight the fire yourself. And don't re-enter the building until you are told by the Fire and Rescue Service that it is safe to do so. If a fire starts in another part of the building, follow the advice on the specific fire evacuation notices displayed within the communal areas. These are often found near to the exit doors and on notice boards. You must make sure that you read the notices and familiarize yourself and your household with them. And you and other household members must know all fire exit routes from the building. What do Longhurst Group do? We'll carry out a fire risk assessment of all communal areas to identify any fire risks in those areas. We'll then arrange any remedial works that are highlighted within the fire risk assessment. And all fire safety equipment will be tested and serviced in line with all guidelines. Page 4 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption. Regularly testing your smoke alarms is one of the simple things you can do to improve the fire safety of your home. 3. A change to our repair service. We wanted to let you know about a change to our repair service that's coming next year. In March, our existing agreement that sees Waits Living Space deliver our repair service will come to an end. Waits will continue to deliver the service as normal until this date, after which Mears will take on responsibility of the contract for a period of 12 months. Mark Rogers, Director of Assets and Property Services, explained, quote, "As an organisation, we've recognised that we need to reshape the way the repair service is delivered to our customers in the longer term. To enable us to transition to this new way of working from 2022, we will be working with Mears for a period of 12 months. We already have an existing relationship with Mears, which is delivering our heating repairs and servicing, and so we anticipate that the transition to the new interim arrangement will be a smooth one. As ever, we're really keen to hear our customers' views, and we look forward to working with you during the transition period to 2022 in order to help us shape how this service will look in the future." End quote. It's really important to say that you won't have to do anything to prepare for the upcoming change of contractors. More information, including answers to any questions you may have, will be shared in the coming months. In the meantime, if you have any further queries, please contact our service centre on 0300 123 1745. 4. You said, we did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Here are the latest outcomes from some of the comments we've received from you. You said, Mears attended a customer's new address, but couldn't uncap the gas as the meter box cover was missing. It took a week for temporary repairs to be made so that the gas could be uncapped. We did. We discovered that meter box covers were included in the void inspections, but not in our relet specifications. Surveyors have been reminded to look out for new meter box covers from now on, and our specifications for relet to include this information. Hear more in section 19. 5. Burleys to become Idverd. Customers in our south region who receive services from Burleys will soon notice the organisation is undergoing a rebrand. Burleys is carrying out the rebrand and will become Idverd over the next few months. This will mean customers who are used to seeing Burleys colleagues will start to see changes to logos, vehicle livery and uniforms when they are on site. The logo will change from Burleys to Idverd, and vehicles will start to carry the new branding when they come up for replacement. Despite these branding changes, customers will not experience any changes to service provision, and it will remain business as usual. If you have any questions relating to the rebrand, please call us on 0300 123 1745. 6. Two new freezers donated to domestic abuse charities Refuge. A charity which helps victims of domestic abuse in Lincolnshire has benefited from our housing team donation fund. We've purchased two freezers for EDAN, that's E-D-A-N, Lynx, after their appliances at the Refuge in Lincoln broke down. As well as the white goods, we've donated a £120 supermarket voucher to help replace food that was lost as a result of the breakdown. We stepped in to help after lettings advisor Diane Westwood, who herself has received support from EDAN Links to Escape Domestic Abuse, spotted their appeal on social media. She said, quote, EDAN is very close to me as they supported me and my children to flee domestic abuse in March last year. Without their support, I don't think I would have recognised it for what it was, or even got out. I follow them on Facebook, and they put out an appeal saying theirs had broken down and could any companies gift them replacements. I knew about the fund and sent a screenshot of the post to my housing services manager, Jen Coatsworth, to see if it was possible for us to buy the items. I was absolutely delighted when Jen called to say that we could purchase both freezers. I spoke to the manager at the Refuge, who actually started to cry because she was so grateful for the offer. Jen asked me to look on the Currys website and sent her some links. She also told me we could give a £120 supermarket voucher for them to restock any lost food. Jen is really the one who deserves credit for this, as she made it all possible. End quote. Diane said she was passionate about supporting organisations who help victims of domestic abuse. She added, quote, I know how much this means to EDAN. Domestic abuse is constantly in the news, and I know they're overrun with inquiries and supporting victims of domestic abuse through their outreach services and Refuge. Their funding is low and they cannot reach everyone, so for us as a company that supports victims of domestic abuse to do something like this really shows that we do care. There is still so much stigma attached to domestic abuse, and society has always played it down by saying that it is personal problems. Only by it being in the news will it become something that we will all work against. End quote. A spokesperson for EDAN Links said they were very grateful for our ongoing support, having received other items from us in the past. They said, quote, we were delighted to accept the very generous donation of two freezers for our Refuge, along with the donation of £120 supermarket vouchers to replace the wasted items when our freezers broke down recently. This, coupled with the donations already made by the group this year, including two pre-loved laptops, an Amazon Fire tablet, two vacuum cleaners, and a cash donation of £1,500, is such a huge help to our charity. Your contribution will make a huge difference to many people's lives, and will help us to support them live a life free from abuse. End quote. 7. Domestic abuse charities use our homes as refuge. Victims of domestic abuse in Leicestershire will benefit from new refuge accommodation following our link-up with a leading charity. We've joined forces with Women's Aid Leicestershire to successfully bid for funding from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, which will be used to provide 18 of our homes in the area to house people fleeing domestic abuse. Women's Aid Leicestershire will use the funding to employ three floating support workers who will provide support to those moving into properties and will work with all partner agencies. Director of Housing Craig Taylor, who is also a member of the National Housing Federation's panel on domestic abuse, said he was delighted that we had established a link-up with Women's Aid Leicestershire, enabling us to continue our work to tackle the issue. He said, quote, "This project links in perfectly with our Improving Lives 2025 strategy, and also complements the work we've been doing as an organisation to tackle domestic abuse through the Chartered Institute of Housing's Make a Stand campaign. Domestic abuse is being highlighted as a major yet hidden issue in the housing sector, and is now getting the airtime it deserves. We've seen since the turn of the year, right across the sector, the number of incidents of domestic abuse rising, especially during the coronavirus pandemic. However, it's not just a housing sector problem, it's a national problem. We all have a responsibility to help end domestic abuse, and here at Longhurst Group, we're determined to be a leading light in the sector to help do that. By forging this partnership with Women's Aid Leicestershire and taking a stand against domestic abuse, we are helping do just that, and giving survivors a chance of being able to move on with their lives. I'm looking forward to this project really getting started and making a difference to people's lives." End quote. Women's Aid Leicestershire Chief Executive Pamela Richardson said partnership working was an important way to tackle domestic abuse. She added, quote, "Women's Aid Leicestershire is delighted to be working in partnership with Longhurst Group following the award of this funding to provide additional units of dispersed refuge accommodation. When we approached the team at Longhurst Group, they immediately wanted to help. Their support has enabled us to reach out to more survivors and their children who desperately need somewhere to escape in order to live their lives free from violence. We could not have achieved this without partnership working, and together we are making a difference." End quote. 8. Customers become clean and green inspectors to help maintain standards. A number of customers have come forward to train as clean and green inspectors to help us improve cleaning and grounds maintenance standards across our schemes. More than 30 customers have already declared an interest in taking part in the programme, with the first group having already completed their training. The inspectors will carry out a minimum of one inspection per month at one of our schemes, recording scores and taking pictures to report back to us on the standard of maintenance. Tim Downs, Estates Contracts Manager, said, quote, "We're delighted that customers are coming forward and wanting to get involved to help us improve services. The aim of the programme is to improve the service standards that contractors provide. The Estate Services team is using data from our recently launched Rant and Rave text message feedback service to identify schemes that fall below the expected standards for the inspectors to visit. It's great to be able to help customers. They've taken part in online training and will also be trained in how to complete the online reporting forms. At the end of the course, they'll also receive a certificate. We hope the Clean and Green scheme will help us identify any schemes where satisfaction scores are low, so that we can do something about it. Ultimately, we want to improve the lives of our customers and the communities they live in." End quote. Tim added, quote, "We would really like more customers to get involved, especially those who perhaps haven't got involved before. Training will be provided. The more customers we can get involved, the bigger the improvements we can make." End quote. Customers will be presented with a certificate at the end of their training before carrying out their first inspections. If you're interested in becoming a clean and green inspector, please visit longhurst-group.org.uk/get-involved. Page 8 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption. Trained customers will inspect locations to improve the service standards that contractors provide. 9. Doe hailed as lifesaver for CPR actions. A colleague has been praised for saving the life of a customer at one of our sheltered housing schemes in Lincolnshire. Doe Herrick, scheme manager at Churchview in Nettleham, was carrying out her morning welfare checks on residents when she discovered one lady who was lethargic in bed but otherwise okay. After returning later that day to double-check on her welfare, she found that the lady had become unresponsive, leading to Doe calling for an ambulance. Doe was asked if she could begin CPR on the lady, and as a former nurse, she got into action. The customer was revived and taken into hospital and is now recovering back at home. Joe said, quote, I do my morning calls every day since lockdown. I carried it on when I got back to work to check they're all okay. This lady was in bed, and although she didn't speak to me, her eyes were open and she blinked, so I thought she was simply tired. I left her a little while before going back to check. When I returned, she was in bed and her eyes were closed. I couldn't raise her at all and she was unresponsive. I called 999 and they said they'd send an ambulance. After about 5 or 10 minutes, her breathing had stopped, which I knew wasn't a good sign, so I called the ambulance again and the lady asked me if I knew CPR. As a former nurse, I do, so she asked me to start it and I kept it up for 13 minutes. My only problem is I broke my neck last year and I've had 7 operations on my knee, so have to do it from a standing position. However, when it is a matter of life or death, I forget what I have wrong with me and go into autopilot. When the paramedics arrived, they said had I not been there and done what I did, the lady would have died. End quote. After treatment, it was believed that the lady had suffered a hypoglycemic attack and become unconscious. Joe added, quote, nothing ever phases me, as I've seen it before. I'm very matter-of-fact and get on with what I have to do until somebody takes over. Nothing gets me in a flap. There's a sense of pride in what I have done. Her son thanked me later on. I know it's not in my job description, but I've been here over 30 years and it's what I do. These residents always come first. End quote. Page 9 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption. Joe Herrick, left, pictured at a previous event, has been hailed as a lifesaver after performing CPR on a customer for 13 minutes. 10. Emma's Head Shave Success. One of our colleagues braved the shave and raised hundreds of pounds for a hospital ward where her sister is receiving treatment. Dettings advisor Emma Morley decided to go for the new look to raise money for Waddington Ward at Lincoln County Hospital after her sister Michelle was diagnosed with leukemia. She raised more than £900, which will be used to buy items from the hospital ward's Amazon wish list. Emma, pictured on page 9 of the standard print version, said, quote, it went really well. I must admit, I was sweating before I went in, and I was a bit nervous. They started on the back of my head, and I saw my daughter's face drop in the mirror. But it was fine in the end. I don't think it was as bad in the end as I'd worked myself up to believe it would be. End quote. Emma's sister, who is a midwife in Lincolnshire, has been undergoing treatment at Waddington Ward after her sudden diagnosis during the coronavirus pandemic. Emma decided to have her head shaved after discovering she wasn't able to be a bone marrow stem cell donor for Michelle and wanted to do something in solidarity. Emma added, quote, it's a bit cold, but I don't mind it, actually. The first person I went to see afterwards was my sister, and she'd been out of hospital for a few days, and we got a picture together. She was all smiles from it being done, and it's created something new for us to talk about. We were chatting about different headscarves. I'm proud of what I've done, and it's achieved exactly what I wanted to do. I'm delighted to have beaten my initial fundraising target. End quote. 11. A Day in the Life of Customer Engagement Officer Becky Budge. Becky Budge is one of our customer engagement officers. As part of her role, she's heavily involved with the new text message feedback system. Here we look at a day in her role as she works on the new system. 8 a.m. I'm working from home, so I log on and check through any new emails. I also log into the Rant and Rave dashboard. This system collates all the responses to customer feedback surveys we've carried out. They can be submitted to us at any time, so I check through any received out of hours. The system notices the wording used and ranks them either green for positive or red for negative, and I can make sure this has been recorded properly and amend any as necessary, so that we're seeing a true reflection of how our customers feel. If I find anything that another team needs to know about, I log this through to them. 9 a.m. I pull off a report from the Rant and Rave dashboard to check what actions have been taken on any scores of 1, very unsatisfied, that we've received from our customers. I check through this to make sure all scores of 1 have been looked at by one of our designated champions within 2 working days. Any that are outstanding are sent to the manager of that department to chase them up. It's really important that these are looked at to resolve any issues as soon as possible for the customer. 9:30. We've a rant and rave project team meeting. This is to discuss the next phase of our project. We are adding new surveys each month to make sure we get customer feedback on as many service areas as we can. 10 a.m. Gary and the governance team has let me know today's surveys are ready to be sent. I then get these sent out by text message to our customers. These surveys are for people that have had a service from us the day before, such as a call to our repairs contractor or a gas service. 10:30 a.m. We're launching a new survey next week, and so this needs to be tested. Rant and Rave send a test survey to my mobile for me to check the wording is correct, that the scores and comments come through to us correctly, and that the whole process is working as it should. There was an issue with this yesterday, so I'm doing a last test to make sure it's been resolved. I sign the testing off and the new survey is ready to launch. 11:30 a.m. I join a meeting with our gas contractor, Mears, to show them the report I've made of the customer feedback we received last week. I go through how many customers responded to our survey, how many scores we received, and the positive and negative feedback. I also check they've investigated, within 2 working days, any scores of 1. We work closely with our contractors and keep them updated on this feedback and what's being done with it. They also have access to the dashboard, so they can resolve any issue straight away. 1 p.m. Now it's time for a meeting with some colleagues from our legal enforcement team, as they're about to launch a survey for closed antisocial behaviour cases to check how customers feel our colleagues handled their case. I talk them through how Rant and Rave works, show them around the dashboard, where the feedback sits, and explain the process for dealing with low scores, and how to add notes so that I can see what actions have been taken. 1:30 p.m. Customers can give feedback at any time on our website. Today we've received feedback from a customer who's struggling to log into their My Account page, so I pass this on to our business support team, who can send the customer their login details. I also have a customer who's trying to contact their housing officer, so I pass this on to the housing manager and ask that they look into this. I email both customers back to let them know what I've done with their feedback. 2 p.m. I'm spending some time focusing on the feedback we've had from customers that receive a grounds maintenance or communal cleaning service. I'm breaking all this feedback down into individual schemes and checking if this has improved or declined since their last survey. This information will help direct our customer clean and green inspectors to any low-scoring areas to inspect the standard from a customer perspective. We hope that between these 2 projects and working closely with the estate contracts team, we can address any issues and continue to see customer satisfaction increasing for these services. 3:30 p.m. Time for a catch-up meeting with our repairs team. This is for the repairs managers and repairs coordinators, as they're the champions for feedback about repairs that have been completed. This meeting is to see how things are going, as the survey is fairly new. I check through any 1 scores they've received, and they've all been actioned within timescale, which is great. Everyone seems happy that this is working well. 4 p.m. I finish at 4:15 p.m, so I spend my last bit of time responding to any emails received. These are often queries for the new surveys, or amendments other teams have found and need me to make on feedback that has come in. Then it's time to switch off before we start again tomorrow. Page 10 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption. Customer Engagement Officer Becky Budge, busy working on feedback received from our customers. 12. Text Message Feedback System Proves a Hit. Our new text message feedback service has proved incredibly popular since it launched back in June. The system allows customers to provide instant feedback and comments to us, outlining their satisfaction with the repair. This feedback is then used to help us drive improvements in the services we offer to our customers right across our operating regions. To date, we've received more than 9,500 pieces of feedback since we launched the new system. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "We're finding that more people are giving us feedback than ever before because the system is quick and easy to use. We've also never had a text message feedback service, so this is all positive for us and our customers. The amount of feedback we've received so far has been astounding, and we can start to use this to really drive improvements in the services we offer to our customers. I'd like to thank everybody that's taken the time to respond and also send follow-up messages with information about their score. The more customers tell us, the more we can do when acting upon the feedback. End quote. Customers will receive a text message from us asking them to rate their satisfaction with the service they've received. They'll also be given the opportunity to provide feedback in subsequent messages. As well as repairs, these surveys will cover services, including internal call handling, calls with the income team, and many more. We're always looking to add additional services that we offer to customers to the surveys. Text messages will be sent from the following number: plus symbol 44 786 0010 471, and will clearly be from Longhurst Group. Text replies will be charged at your standard network rate if you don't have them free in your mobile contract. 13. Work with Peterborough Homeless gets royal focus. Our work to tackle homelessness in Peterborough has been welcomed by the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William. We were proud to be represented at a meeting with the Duke as part of our involvement with the Safer Off the Streets programme. The initiative brings together organisations from voluntary, faith, community and public service agencies to help those sleeping rough on the city streets. The Prince met with former rough sleepers who have been helped by the programme, as well as representatives from our partner organisations, including Faye Hyrell, our Head of Service for Cambridgeshire Support. She said, quote, "It was lovely to meet and talk with him. He was really interested in our work, and he asked a lot of questions, and then follow-up questions, so you really got a sense of how engaged he is with the issue of homelessness, which was brilliant to hear." End quote. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, colleagues from our homeless schemes had been helping to staff a hotel in the city to accommodate rough sleepers. Quote, "It was a fantastic opportunity to tell him about the work we've been doing to support homeless individuals as part of Safer Off the Streets during the pandemic," end quote, Faye added. Quote, "When his team asked where they should visit to see the great work that was being done to help people off the streets, they were recommended to come to Peterborough, which is a real honour for us. I explained to him about our floating support team and how they deliver ongoing support to people to stop the revolving door of homelessness by helping people to maintain their tenancies, and he was really interested in that and really keen to support us. During our chat, he was very clear that nationally he didn't want things to go back to how they were before coronavirus when it comes to homelessness. It's taken a pandemic to bring the issue higher up the agenda and help more people off the streets, and he doesn't want them to go back to having to sleep rough. He was really passionate about that. It was a huge honour for me to represent all of our brilliant team members who do the work on the ground to help people off the streets. To be the one chosen to represent them and to be able to talk to him about the great work that they do was probably the proudest moment of my career. Before he spoke with me, he was talking with a couple of gentlemen who we've helped off the streets and who are now living in sheltered accommodation with their own tenancies. It was really good to hear them telling Prince William how we'd helped them and what it means for them to now have long-term accommodation with Longhurst Group. Overall, it was just really lovely to be recognised for what we've done, not just as a group, but also all the agencies and all the volunteers too. It was really, really special." End quote. Page 12 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption: Faye Hyrell, our Head of Service for Cambridgeshire Support, pictured Rice, met HRH Prince William to discuss our work on homelessness in Peterborough. 14. Robert determined to make the most of his new home. Longhurst Group has housed a man who spent more than 6 years living on the streets of Peterborough, following a drive to tackle rough sleeping during the first phase of the coronavirus pandemic. We're a proud member of the Safer Off the Streets programme, and throughout the pandemic, colleagues from our homeless schemes had been helping to staff a hotel in the city to accommodate rough sleepers. It was here that Robert Smale, 55, came into contact with our colleagues and began the journey to having a place to call home. He said, quote, "I became homeless in 2013, following an amicable breakup of a relationship, but the tenancy was in my partner's name. I was homeless for about 6.5 years and drifted around the place in a tent. I've got no drug or alcohol dependencies, so I was able to live within a budget on my benefits. I turned up at the Garden House Project one day to inquire about taking a shower and getting cleaned up, and it was there I found out about the chance of being put into temporary accommodation during the coronavirus crisis. There was kind of a relief at being taken off the streets. Having never sought help of any kind, it was all new to me as to what help was available, end quote. We've since helped 28 people who had been staying at the hotel to move into the New Haven, our 12-week short-stay direct access hostel. Of those, 8 people have been successfully moved into private rented accommodation, and 3 have moved into sheltered housing and been given a tenancy. A further 7 people have moved into Fairview Court, 2-year stay hostel. Robert is now living in a 1-bedroom bungalow in Peterborough and has a 1-year tenancy. Provided that this is successful, his tenancy could be extended to an indefinite tenancy. He added, quote, "There are no words to express how grateful I am for the opportunity that I've now been given. I'm taking it with both hands. There are so many people who have helped me and made sure I've got this opportunity. I'm looking at this as a chance for me to settle for the rest of my life," end quote. Asked what he hopes to achieve thanks to this opportunity, Robert simply replied, "Stability." He added, quote, "Hopefully I can settle down and be like a normal person again. I'm looking forward to all the highs and lows of daily living," end quote. 15. Improving lives with the handover of fully accessible homes near Peterborough. 2 families will soon move into new fully accessible homes near Peterborough after we took handover. The homes at Bluebell Place in Eye Green are fully accessible, with wheelchair-friendly access, widened doors, kitchens with adjustable worktops, wet rooms, and built-in space for a through-floor lift. We've now taken handover of the properties at the 67-home development, which we're delivering in conjunction with Countryside. Marcus Keyes, Executive Director of Growth and Development, said, quote, "We're delighted to have taken handover of these fully accessible homes, which will be of huge benefit to the families who move in. As a group, our Improving Life strategy commits us to improving our customers' health and well-being, and, within that, providing homes that are fully accessible, yet discreet. That's why we're also pleased to be working with Invisible Creations, who've been helping us to future-proof the properties with discreet adaptations throughout, which can also double up as physical grab rails. Our intention is to use these products on all our new build rented accommodation. By providing fully accessible homes, we're providing the types of homes that people need to be able to live their daily lives as easily as possible, while making the house feel like their home. As well as Invisible Creations, I'd also like to thank Countryside and Peterborough City Council for their help and support in delivering this development, and ensuring these fully accessible homes became a reality." End quote. Laura Wood, Marketing Director at Invisible Creations, said, quote, "We're delighted to be working in partnership with Longhurst Group to help improve the long-term health and well-being of their customers by providing attractive, discreet, and dual-purpose products to aid mobility and better support people as they age. Invisible Creations was founded to design for dignity and was born out of a desire to do more, to improve lives, to prolong independence, and to combat the stigma associated with aging. We're thrilled to be working with Longhurst Group, who share our ethos and commitment to provide our aging population with products they're proud to use, that will ultimately support them to live independently for longer." End quote. Councillor Steve Allen, Cabinet Member for Housing at Peterborough City Council, said, quote, "We've worked with Longhurst Group right from the development stage to ensure these homes can practically meet the needs of wheelchair users. It's fantastic to see these properties delivered, which will help to ensure disabled residents will be able to access as much of their home as possible. Additionally, these developments ensure that the resident can be as independent and safe as possible in their own home, which has an enormous impact on their health and well-being. We hope to continue this partnership with Longhurst Group and other housing associations developing sites in the city to ensure more accessible new homes are delivered to meet the growing demand." End quote. As a group, we've also recently signed up to Harry's Pledge, a commitment to carers which includes a promise to build more fully accessible homes and improve the support available to carers from employers. We also have a number of resources available on our website to support customers who also have caring responsibilities. Our Customer Wellbeing Hub has a dedicated section for carers, outlining several agencies and tools available to provide support. Visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing/carers/ to find out more. To find out more about Harry's Pledge, visit harrys-pledge, that's harrys-pledge.org.uk/. Are you a Longhurst Group customer who also has caring responsibilities? If you are and would like to share your experience in Our Voice or as part of a campaign to raise awareness of carers, email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Page 14 of the standard print version has two photographs with the following captions. Pictured are, from left, Christine Steele, Longhurst Group Development Manager, Andrea Wright, Longhurst Group Clerk of Works, Marcus Keyes, Centre, Longhurst Group Executive Director of Growth and Development, Barry Creamer, Site Manager of Countryside, Sharon Marlier, Housing Programmes Manager at Peterborough City Council, and Tracy Pearson, Longhurst Group Project Manager. And the fully accessible bathroom. 16. Gemma thanks Pam for all her support. A customer has thanked one of our money advisers for helping her sort out her finances ahead of starting university. Single mum Gemma Prang, 37, began studying law at university in September, giving up her career in dentistry. Following a call to the income team to discuss rent at the start of lockdown, Gemma was referred to money adviser Pam Mulhy for help with universal credit claims. Pam worked with Gemma, who said she was made to feel so comfortable talking about her finances, to calculate the best dates to apply for universal credit to ensure she didn't receive two salary payments in a single assessment period. Gemma said, quote, Pam took a lot of time and worked through lots of different scenarios with me, including if I was to become my daughter's full-time carer. We had various conversations and Pam was really, really helpful and incredibly patient. Her knowledge of universal credit and tax credits really helped me out. She advised me of things that the universal credit officer didn't tell me about, so I knew to expect to receive less money than I would have done. I'm extremely grateful to Pam. Being in lockdown, things are odd anyway, but to be able to strike up a rapport with somebody I've never even met and be so comfortable talking about my finances was great. End quote. Page 15 of the standard print version has a photograph with the following caption. Our money advisor, Pam Mulhy. 17. Bharat's delight at learning new skills. A customer says he's been able to keep his brain active thanks to the work of colleagues at our Skills and Development Centre in Peterborough. Bharat Patel first accessed the service at Peterborough Foyer in 2016 after a referral by his previous scheme manager. He decided to go along to develop his basic IT skills before moving on to do some studying in English and Maths. He has achieved City and Guilds Entry Level 2 and 3 in ICT, Level 2 in English, and is currently working on a Level 2 course in Maths. Bharat said he was keen to keep his mind active and gain some qualifications as well as learning new skills. He added, quote, I didn't know anything about computers, so I wanted to do that. Then I started doing Maths and English, and I've got a few certificates now. I was really keen to learn, and Maths was my favourite when I was younger. I just wanted to learn. I've got a few health issues and can sometimes lose my way. I never had any qualifications, and with turning 61 this year, I just wanted to get my mind ticking over and keeping it busy. I'm very grateful for the support I've had and what I've been taught. Mairead Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor, has been brilliant. The way she teaches is great. I know I can be difficult, but without her, I don't think I could have learnt what I have. I'm very happy. End quote. Bharat has also learnt new skills with a mobile phone, including how to use WhatsApp and other apps. He added, quote, I couldn't use a mobile properly, but I can do a lot more with that now. I can get into WhatsApp and things like that. It helps keep me in touch with friends and family more now, and that is one of the best things about it. I never thought I'd be able to do this, but I can. End quote. Mairead Wright, our senior skills and development tutor, said Bharat has even continued to learn during the coronavirus pandemic. She said, quote, Bharat's Maths Level 2 course was interrupted by coronavirus, but I was able to source a tablet for him, preloaded with data, from our contract with the Good Things Foundation. I think Bharat enjoys coming to the centre for the social aspect too. He gets on well with the others, including the foyer residents, and they like having a chat about Arsenal Football Club. He feels comfortable now in asking for help with things, whether it's eBay, housing needs, setting up WhatsApp, updating his phone, whatever it is, I don't mind. He's been through a lot in his life, and I often think that coming in and doing a qualification is not necessarily solely about what drives people. Our service is about more than that. End quote. 18. Our new and improved online employment and skills offer. As the consequences of the coronavirus pandemic become clear, many people are finding themselves out of work or struggling to find opportunities. With that in mind, our employment and skills support service has been upgraded to meet our customers' growing needs. Thanks to these changes, it is now easier than ever to access advice on a wide range of training opportunities and job hunting strategies. As well as doing this via our website, we can also offer direct support from our skilled team of advisors, who have years of experience in helping people in all aspects of employment and skills. Whether you are currently facing redundancy, have recently lost your job, or are thinking of looking for work after a break, we're here to help you. Mairead Wright, Senior Skills and Development Tutor, said, quote, whether you want to learn something new for your current job or for your own personal interest, there's a wide range of online courses available. Many of these are free, so you've nothing to lose if you want to try something new. Our New Look website shows you examples of what's out there. There are options available no matter your age, experience, or qualifications. Even if you don't want to do a course right now, we also have information and advice on what to do if you experience a change of income or circumstances, how to budget and find the best deals, as well as links to other organisations who can offer specialist support. The increase in flexible, part-time and online options has seen more people embrace lifelong learning. During lockdown, nearly a quarter of workers took on new distance learning opportunities and have been using the time to upskill or reskill. If this is something that interests you, we're on hand to help. End quote. From an employment perspective, our support can help you with every aspect of finding work, from deciding what you want to do, making a CV, and finding and applying for jobs. Our employment and training advisor, Rob Friday, has more than a decade of experience helping people find work, and he can also help prepare you for interviews. Over the years, Rob has helped many people build their confidence, find their direction, and move into jobs that they enjoy. Many of these stories have been featured in this magazine. He said, quote, in these challenging times, many people are finding themselves back in the job market, and so now's the time to update your CV. We've lots of tips on what makes a good CV on the website, and I'm also happy to work with you to make sure you're giving yourself the best chance possible when looking for a job. End quote. To find out more about our employment and skills offer, just call 0300 123 1745 and ask for the team or visit our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 18A Employment and Skills Top Tips by Rob Friday, Employment and Training Advisor. Updating your CV. Many people are in the market for jobs in the current circumstances. Here are some top tips on putting together the perfect CV. 1. T is for target. Always bear in mind what the job, the company, and the reader needs from you. Check the job advert and see if you can get hold of the job description and person specification. 2. C is for content. Sticking to point 1 will keep your CV relevant. Write about what's important to that job in the company. Be prepared to rewrite your CV for every job you apply for. 3. P is for presentation. Use clear headings, bullet points, and plenty of space between sections to make it easy to read. It is better to spread your CV over 2 pages than cram it into 1. 4. Summarize. Put a bullet point summary of your skills and experience at the top of your CV, under your contact details. The reader will see this first and want to read more. And 5. Leave it out. You don't need to include your age, date of birth, nationality, etc. You don't need to include any exam failures. Hobbies and interests can be left out unless they're relevant. For help with finding work, training, or work experience, contact the team today. Telephone 0300 123 1745. Website longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 19. You said, we did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Here are some of the latest outcomes from some of the comments we've received from you. You said, a customer told us that Mears had attended her home but hadn't managed to fix her boiler. There was no record of this on the Mears system. We did. During our investigation, it was discovered that this information wasn't available, as supervisors don't record visits to customers' homes as an engineer would. Mears said they'd change this so all visits are recorded on the system. You said, customers had been telling us that they felt elements of our transfer policy were outdated and needed updating, most notably around the letting of flats above ground floor level to families with younger children. We did. Previously, flats above ground floor level would not be let to families with children aged under 10. As a result of customer consultation, we amended this policy and will now let flats above the ground floor to families with children over the age of 7. You said, you told us it would be a good idea for us to create a customer charter that related specifically to our leaseholders and shared owners. We did. Following this feedback, we're working with our leasehold customers and shared owners to establish and introduce a customer charter, which relates specifically to them. This will be developed through close working with these customers. 20. Your questions answered. Welcome to our Your Questions Answered feature. In each edition of Our Voice, our customer service experts Leanne Wally and Ian Smith will get to the bottom of your questions and inquiries. Question. I get confused by the options I can press on your main switchboard. Can you confirm what they are for me, please? Derek in Grimsby. Answer. Thanks for getting in touch, Derek. When you call our main telephone number, 0300 123 1745, you then have the choice of 4 options. You should press option 1 to report a repair, query an existing repair, or for a gas service inquiry. This should be used for all repairs and gas service inquiries. Option 2 is for our income team, where you can make rent payments, set up a direct debit, discuss any rent queries you may have, or find out how much housing benefit is being paid directly to your rent account. Press option 3 for customer services, then select your local office. This should be used for all general inquiries, including returning welfare calls from housing officers. Finally, option 4 is for our care and support schemes. This is a dedicated line for relatives of residents in our care and support schemes. Question. I don't want to provide feedback via your new text messaging service. How else can I leave it? Shirley in Nottingham. Answer. Thanks for your question, Shirley. As part of our new text messaging feedback service, we've also launched a listening post on our website. Customers can fill in this form to leave feedback on any aspects of our service at any time. You can find it by visiting bit.ly/feedback-lg. That's feedback with a capital F hyphen capital L capital G. You can also leave us feedback in a number of other ways. You can call us on our main number, 0300 123 1745. Use the contact form on our website or use our social media channels to get in touch. All the details of our social media profiles can be found at the front of this magazine. We're always keen to hear from our customers as your feedback helps us to improve our services, so please let us know how we are performing. If you have a question that you'd like answered, please send it to us, along with your name and the name of the town you live in. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Write to Your Questions Answered, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. 21. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. 21A. Easy to make chewy homemade brownies. Thanks to Rona from Oundle for sending in this delicious recipe. Not suitable for celiacs or vegetarians. Ingredients. 1/2 cup of melted butter. 4 ounces or 115 grams. 3/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa. 6 ounces or 170 grams. 1 1/4 cups of caster sugar. 10 ounces or 285 grams. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour. 4 ounces or 115 grams. Optional, nuts, cherries, biscuit pieces, marshmallows, etc. Method. Preheat oven to 325 degrees F, 170 degrees C, or gas mark 3, or slightly less for fan-assisted ovens. Line an 8x8 inch, that's 20x20 centimeter, baking dish with baking parchment or greaseproof paper, leaving an overhang of an inch or so. Add the melted butter to the cocoa powder and stir well with a wooden spoon until smooth. Add the sugar, salt, eggs, vanilla extract and flour and stir well until combined. At this point you can add your optional ingredients. Spread the mixture evenly into the prepared dish. You may need to work at it as the batter is thick. The back of a metal spoon is best for this. Bake for about 40 minutes, but check regularly after 30 minutes, as ovens do vary. The sides should be set and the centre should be firm, but slightly underdone. A toothpick or teaspoon handle poked into the middle should come out with some crumbs on it, but not batter mix stuck to it. Leave it to cool for 10 minutes before lifting it out with the overhang of parchment or greaseproof paper. Cut into squares, which can be frozen if wrapped tightly in tinfoil. 21B. Changeful Are Clouds, by Mr. B. Robertson, Sayer Court, Peterborough. Changeful are clouds at eventide, inspiring perception to visions wide, of Olympian gods burning purple and gold, potent still since Athens old. Zeus bedazzles me, tempera fire, then Apollo in train with his wondrous lyre, as quietly remote as the upper wind, their thunder and music well imagined. Next comes Ares, bent on war, that mischief-maker of ancient lore, who, whispering darkly far abroad, inflicts on nations spear and sword. King of the vast abyssal sea, Poseidon unfettered, floating free, seems of an otherworldly elite, his lofty encampment with trident complete. Aphrodite serenely draws from night, her beauty bathed in the reddening light, would be too much for mortal eyes, but that she shines from ephemeral skies. The heavens take at funeral pace dim remnant clouds to parting grace, and sadly now my missions die, inspired no more across the sky. We'd love to receive your poems, short stories, or other contributions for future editions. Send your work, including your contact details, to The Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 22. Improving Lives Podcast. Did you know that the group has its own podcast and it's all about improving lives? Have you listened to an episode yet? In each instalment, we'll share advice and stories to help you improve your health and well-being, focusing on money, health, and fitness and mental health. We'll also have the occasional special guest joining us on the podcast, so make sure you check it out. Listen online. To listen to the latest episode, or to catch up with the previous ones, scan the QR code on the back page of the standard print version, or visit longhurst-group.org.uk/podcast. The back page of the standard print version has a QR code which can be scanned with your smartphone.